This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas. Safe water ensures good health and quality of life. The Beaver Water District, a member of the American Water Works Association, and its partners monitor and protect Beaver Lake, the drinking water source of Northwest Arkansas. Drinking Water Week is May 4th through the 10th. Consider pouring a glass of water and hailing a toast to Beaver Lake. You drink it every day. More information available at bwdh20.org. The 22nd Annual Dogwood Walk will be held May 3rd from 9 a.m. until noon at Gully Park in Fayetteville. This fundraiser will feature information booths, dog contests, photo booth, face painting, a family fun walk around the park, and more. Proceeds to benefit the Humane Society of the Ozarks. 444 Pets or hsozarks.com for registration or more information. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, how lasers have gone from a phenomenon on the Jetsons to a part of daily life. We speak with a Stanford University professor who has been teaching about the light-emitting device since 1969. Also, annual hospitality awards in the River Valley honor those who serve and take care of the public. But first, officials say the death toll in Arkansas from a half-mile-wide tornado is at least 16. The hardest-hit communities were Vilonia and Mayflower. Brian Pruitt was at an evening church service in Vilonia when he learned of the tornado through a text. He told KARK Channel 4 that he went outside to take a look.
It was huge, though. It was a dark cloud. I run back in. I was like, man, it's on the way. So we all kind of hunkered down in here, and fortunately, thank God everybody's okay. There's no injuries that we know of here in this location.
Pruitt says it was a terrifying experience.
It sounded, like a freight train, your stereotypical definition of it. And what really caught my eye is the transformers popping. And that's when I started getting scared. Is you could see the flashes and hear the popping and things hitting the building, and the building was just shaking. And you're thinking, I'm ready, Lord. Here I come.
Rescue workers worked through the night checking homes for people affected by the storms. A full assessment is expected to take time. And Lieutenant Carl Minden of the Pulaski County Sheriff's Office says crews will face difficulty in some of the hardest hit locations.
Initially, just getting here, we're just trying to get through the roads. The power lines are down everywhere, large trees. This is a heavily wooded area. It's rural. I mean, there's several houses, but it is rural. So, I mean, the trees were just all over the road. So we had probably 10, 12 different crews of chainsaws trying to just get to the houses so we could check on them.
The storm damaged homes, knocked down trees, and snapped utility poles. The tornado moved over Interstate 40, where Darlene Okeke was among those who became stuck in traffic. She shared her experience with KARK Channel 4.
I asked my husband, "What is that?" And I said, "Oh, my God, it's a tornado." And then all the debris started hitting the vehicle. Signs started blowing towards us. And as we got on through, we pulled over to the side, as did a lot of other vehicles. And after that, we came on through after it was kind of lightened up. And we came on through, but the car was rocking. And we came on through, and we saw 18-wheelers turned over. One man was crushed in the 18-wheeler.
Vilonia was also heavily damaged by another tornado 3 years ago. The Arkansas Department of Emergency Management is working with local officials to assess the damage and determine the best ways to help victims. Shelters were opened last night to provide people whose homes were damaged a place to stay. Power is also out in many areas, and officials say it will take time before it can be restored. Officials say they expect the financial costs of the storm to easily reach millions of dollars. Members of the Arkansas National Guard are helping with the recovery effort today and ask people to stay away from areas damaged by the tornado. Governor Mike Beebe this morning issued state disaster declarations for Faulkner, Pulaski, and White counties. The governor also appropriated $50,000 from the governor's disaster fund to help response to the aftermath of yesterday's tornadoes and severe storms. The money will go toward the State Department of Emergency Management to help defray both program and administrative costs associated with disaster response. The Northwest Arkansas chapter of the American Red Cross is in the process of mobilizing volunteers to respond to Central Arkansas. Rick Harvey is a communications specialist for the Red Cross of Northwest Arkansas. Earlier today, he said that response plans were still being finalized, But he did say that Red Cross mobile units from across the state, including those stationed in Fort Smith and in Rogers, will be sent to the area to deliver supplies and to serve as feeding stations for those affected by yesterday's tornado.
And we will also have responders who are trained nurses and who are professional counselors and have mental health professionalism, and they will be on scene to help with medical needs and then just help the community that were affected with any, just be there for emotional support. Obviously the families involved are in a state of shock right now, and so our trained volunteers who are trained in mental health needs and that are trained nurses will go there and help in any way they can as far as that emotional support goes.
Harvey says that the Red Cross has specially trained volunteers who respond to disasters and that no volunteers off the street will be necessary. Instead, Harvey urges the general public to make monetary contributions to the Red Cross.
You can go to our website at redcross.org. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or you could text the word Red Cross to 90999. And those monies that are raised will go to the disaster relief efforts. And so at this time, that's the best way to help. You know, and assisting these families and these communities is a very costly thing for the Red Cross, but that's what we're here for. We will be there to meet the needs of these families as long as it takes. And, any financial support we can receive will be very beneficial and will go directly to assist those families.
Harvey says that a response plan for Central Arkansas will be formalized later today. Ozark Regional Transit routes in Fayetteville will see some changes starting today. According to the Transit Authority, Route 41 will be split in two, with an east route running between Hillcrest Tower and the Cliffs Apartments, and a west route serving areas between the Washington County Jail, the University of Arkansas, and the Walmart on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Route 47 will also be altered to serve the city of Johnson. To find out more, visit www.ozark.org. The Razorback baseball team won one and lost one in a Saturday doubleheader against Auburn. Arkansas won the first game in 10 innings with a final score of 4-3, while Auburn came back in the second game and defeated the Razorbacks with a final score of 7-2. The Hogs are on the road this week, playing Missouri State tomorrow and this weekend at Ole Miss. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals also had a weekend of mixed fortunes. The Naturals won 2 in Tulsa on Friday and Saturday, but when the team returned to Springdale yesterday, the Nats lost to the Drillers 5-1. The four-game set against Tulsa concludes today at Arvest Ballpark. The forecast this evening calls for a slight chance of showers with an overnight low of 44 in Northwest Arkansas. Partly cloudy with an overnight low of 49 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny with a slight chance of afternoon showers and a high of 62 in Northwest Arkansas. And the Arkansas River Valley, mostly sunny with a high of 68. Tomorrow evening, mostly cloudy with lows from 41 to 46.